The Assembly will open public hearing before they vote to adopt resolutions that create paid positions at the Skagway Volunteer Fire Department. The resolutions change the fire chief from a volunteer to a paid position and add paid seasonal emergency responder positions. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch says the changes are intended to help the department respond to increased emergency call volume in summer months.
The Public Safety Committee has recommended that we hire six seasonal emergency responders for this season. So our next step would be then to budget for that.
National Park Service maintenance worker Daniel Papke will be appointed historical liaison to the Historic District Commission. Papke's appointment follows the resignation of Susanna Dowds on March 1st of this year. His term will end in 2022. The Assembly will consider the professional services agreement for Tom Healy, who will be the interim municipal manager. He will take on the duties temporarily while the municipality works to make a permanent hire. Deitch says he's a natural fit.
He served in this position before. He knows our issues, all of that stuff, so he can really step it seamlessly into the role. We feel very short-staffed right now, and so there's a lot of things that are starting to build up that it'll just be nice even to have that time when we can address backlogs and, you know, get everything wrapped up. And we're all very excited that he's coming.
The municipality is renewing its search for a permanent manager after Sam Keto III declined the position in favor of a job at the University of Alaska Southeast. Healy will serve as interim manager through the end of May this year. The Assembly will introduce an update to license requirements for chauffeur permits in town. The update would expand the types of license that qualify for the permit. Real IDs are recognized federally and by the state, but municipal code doesn't accept them for chauffeur permits yet. Deitch says this should make the process easier for tour companies.
We want to be able to accept that, but right now we don't. So we need to get that into code so that we can begin accepting that as a valid form of license for this permit.
The Assembly will also approve the draft of a letter to the state outlining the potential impacts of the proposed state budget. Chief among the concerns are reductions to the school budget, funding for general government services, and threats to the ferry system. The Assembly will meet Thursday evening at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.